今天的讲题就是寻求人生的意义。
And today's title is Searching for the Meaning of Life.
第二步。
This part two.
因为上次我讲第一步。
The last time I talked about part one.
在我们还没有来看这段讲这个信息的时候我想修亲姐妹来读今天的经文。
And before we start, I ask Sister Xiaoqing to come up and read this passage.
我们只是看中文读中文然后你读英文你看英文的跟着一起看。
We will only read it in Chinese, so please follow along in English.
传道书第三章第一节到二十二节，万事都有定时，凡事都有定时，天下万物都有定时，生有时，必死有时，栽种有时，拔出所栽种的也有时，杀戮有时，医治有时，撤毁有时，建造有时，哭有时，笑有时，抛掷石头有时，堆积石头有时，怀抱有时，不怀抱有时，寻找有时，失落有时，保守有时，舍弃有时，撕裂有时，缝补有时，寂寞有时，言语有时，喜爱有时，恨恶有时，征战有时，和好有时。这样看来，做事的人在他的劳碌上有什么益处呢？我见神叫世人劳苦，使他们在其中受精炼。神造万物，各按其时成为美好，又将永生安置在世人心里。然而神从始至终的作为，人不能参透。我知道世人莫强如终身喜乐行善，并且人人吃喝，在他一切劳碌中享福，这也是神的恩赐。我知道神一切所做的都必永存，无所增添，无所减少。神这样行，是要人在他面前存敬畏的心。现今的事早先就有了，将来的事早已也有了，并且神使已过的事重新再来。我又见日光之下，在审判之处有奸恶，在公义之处也有奸恶。我心里说，神必审判义人和恶人，因为在那里各样事物一切工作都有定时。我心里说，这乃为世人的缘故，是神要试验他们，使他们觉得自己不过像兽一样。因为世人遭遇的，兽也遭遇，所遭遇的都是一样，这个怎样死，那个也怎样死，气息都是一样，人不能强于兽，都是虚空，都归一处，都是出于尘土，也都归于尘土。谁知道人的灵是往上升，兽的魂是下入地呢？故此我见人莫强如在他经营的事上喜乐，因为这是他的份，他身后的事谁能使他回来得见呢？谢谢。
我们在传道书第一章跟第二章谈到这个虚空的生命。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 and chapter 2, it speaks of the vanity of life.
阿摩所罗门王说，在日光之下所有的事情和一切的劳碌都是虚空的。
And Solomon says that everything under the sun was vanity.
那么这一切就是日光之下的事情，还有所劳碌的事情，只不过是短暂的。
Everything under the sun, including all your labors, is temporary.
啊，不能带给人满足感。
It cannot bring people satisfaction.
那不单如此，也会被人忘记。
And not only this, people will forget it.
所以根据《传道书》第一章第二节说。
So according to Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 2.
啊，传道者说。虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
Vanity of vanity, says the preacher. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity.
那么所罗门王说这句话是以一位王的身份和一位很财富很多的一个人所说的。
And King Solomon, when he spoke these words, is according to the person who is very wealthy.
那么这句话不是一个普通人所说的。
This is not something that an average person would say.
而是来自一位君王和一位很富有的人的口。
But it's out of the mouth of a king who was very wealthy.
那么所罗门王讲这句话是根据他亲身的经历。
And King Solomon spoke these words according to his own personal experience.
他以一位王的身份。
He used a position as a king.
并且神赐给他的智慧。
And the wisdom that God has given him.
他的地位，他的财富，还有他的成就，讲了这句话。
And it's based on his position, his wealth, and his accomplishments, he spoke these words.
所以所罗门王以他的君王的身份，还有他的成就，他的智慧，还有财富，来寻求人生的意义。
So King Solomon used his position, his accomplishments, his wisdom, and his wealth to seek the meaning of life.
但是他却发觉到这一切都是虚空的。
Yet he realized that all is vanity.
不能带给他任何的满足感。
And they cannot bring satisfaction.
不单如此，他感到非常的挫败。
And he was very defeated throughout all this.
所以当进入这个传道书第三章的时候，
So as he enters Ecclesiastes chapter 3,
所罗门王说，人必须要深一层的去思考人生的意义。
So he says that men must examine the meaning of life in a deeper way.
不照只是看到生命的表面。
Not only look at the surface of life.
人必须要往外看。
But we must look outside.
往上看。
Look upward.
往前看。
And look forward.
这个就是《传道书》第三章的内容。
And this is the content of Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
然后，如果一个人要深一层去寻找人生的意义
，And if a person is going to examine the meaning of life in depth,
那么首先，所罗门王说，人必须要往外看。
So King Solomon first says that men must look outside.
什么是往外看
？What does it mean to look outside?
那么很多时候人只是看到眼前的事情和世界上这些短暂的东西。
Oftentimes we only see, ourselves and the temporary things of this world.
以致他们只是活在这个世界的框框里面。
So they, only live within the realm of the world.
而没有办法看到超过眼前所看到的东西。
But they cannot see the things beyond what their eyes see.
那么在我还没有信耶稣之前
And before I became a Christian,
我所看到的只是眼前的东西还有眼前所发生的事情
The things that I saw were only things in front of my eyes and what's happening in front of me.
那我所追求的都是属世的东西还有这些暂时的东西
The things I saw were things of this world and they were temporary.
那么一切所发生的事情对于我来说是偶然的
Everything that happened, happened accidentally.
然后我对神的掌权一点概念都没有。
Now, I had no concept of the sovereignty of God.
那么所以所罗门王在第三章第一节说。
So King Solomon says in chapter 3 verse 1.
他说凡事都有定期天下万物都有定时。
There is an appointed time for everything and there is a time for every event under heaven.
然后在十一节他说神造万物各按其时成为美好。
And in verse 11 he says, he has made everything appropriate in his time.
所以根据这两处经文天地万物是神所创造的。
So according to these two verses, heaven and earth is created by God.
啊，并且是在他的掌权之下。
And it's under his rule.
所以根据三章第一节到第八节，描述到天上天下每一件事情都是有定时的。
And so from verse 1 to verse 8, it says that everything has its time.
啊，比如说生有死，死有时。
There's a time to live and a time to die.
啊，哭有时，笑有时。
A time to cry and a time to laugh.
啊，寻找有时，失落有时。
There's a time to look and there's a time to lose.
啊，嬉笑有时，恨怒有时。
There's a time to love and a time to hate.
哦，这些经文都是说明一切的事情是按时发生的。
So, all these things says that there's a time for everything.
啊，不是偶然的。
They're not accidental.
因为有一位神在掌控这个时间。
Because there's a God who's in control of these things.
而且按照他的时间发生。
And these things happen according to his time.
所以这句经文说，神造万物各按其时成为美好。
And this verse says he has made everything appropriate in its time.
所以神创造万物之后，一切的事情都按照他的时间发生。
So after God created everything, everything happened according to his time.
啊，并且是美好的。
And it's good.
神是掌权者。
God is the one who's sovereign.
而且神在掌控这个时间。
And he controls the time.
啊，什么是时间？
What is time?
我们活在一个有时间和空间的一个世界里面。
We live in a world that's constrained by time and space.
然后根据圣经，时间有一个开始，也有一个结束。
According to scripture, there's a beginning and end of time.
啊，当这个天地万物被创造之后，时间就开始了。
And after the creation of heaven and earth, time began.
啊，但是时间有一天也会结束。
But one day time will end.
那么当主耶稣来审判这个世界的时候
When Jesus come to judge this world,
啊，圣经告诉我们天地都要废去
The Bible tells us that heaven and earth will pass away.
那时候时间就结束了
And at that time, time will end.
啊，进入一个永恒的阶段里面
And we will enter eternity.
那么时间一直在往前走
And time continues to march forward.
啊，不会倒退
It will not rewind itself.
而且有一天将会结束的。
And one day it will end.
所以世界上所有的事情按照传道书说是按时发生的。
So the Bible, according to Ecclesiastes, tells us that everything happened in its time.
啊，比如说一年的春夏秋冬。
For instance, the four seasons.
所以当十月来到的时候。
So when October comes.
啊，树上的叶子就开始变颜色，变成这个黄色和啊金黄色。
The leaves begin to change color.
那么过后叶子就枯干，然后掉下来。
And the leaves dry up and fall.
然后准备过一个度过这个寒冷的冬天。
And it prepares to enter winter.
然后冬天结束之后，春天就到来。
And after winter, spring comes.
那么树上的叶子再次的长出来。
And the leaves begin to come out.
今天早上我来教会的时候
And this morning when I was coming to church,
我看到那些树已经开始叶子已经开始长出来了
I saw all these leaves sprouting
而且路上看到很多很漂亮的花朵
And I saw many beautiful flowers along the road
整个大地又变成绿色了
Everything around us is changing to green again
充满那个生命
And it's filled with life
这个变化都是按时发生的。
And all these changes happens according to time.
不是偶然的。
They are not accidental.
并且圣经说并且是美好的。
And the Bible tells us that it is appropriate and good.
所以今天早上我们唱那首诗歌 In His Time.
And the song that we sang In His Time.
我不知道Victor 弟兄有没有想到我在我的讲章里面会讲到这首诗歌。
I don't know if Victor knew that I was going to speak of this song in my sermon.
In his time, he made all things beautiful in his time. 所以按照神的时间，一切都是美好的。
So according to in his time, everything is made beautiful.
所以从这个世界开始到结束。
So from the beginning of the world until its end,
啊, 神有他的计划, 还有他的时间,
God has His plan and His time.
如果我们看圣经的话, 神拣选了亚伯拉罕 成为以色列人的始祖,
and if we look at scripture, God chose Abraham as a patriarch.
然后亚伯拉罕跟撒拉生了一个儿子叫做以撒,
and Abraham and Sarah had a son, Isaac.
那么以撒后来生了一个人叫做雅各,
and Isaac had a son named Jacob.
雅各生了12个儿子,
and Jacob had 12 sons.
啊, 这些儿子后来成为以色列的12个支派,
and these 12 sons became the 12 tribes of Israel.
那么当雅各的儿子也是被他的弟兄卖到埃及去之后,
and when Joseph was sold by his brothers to Egypt,
那么神按照他的旨意使到雅各的家在饥荒里面得到拯救,
and but according to God's time, the family of Jacob was saved.
啊, 因着这个缘故, 雅各全家搬到埃及去,
and because of famine, the whole family moved to Egypt.
啊, 在那里他们生养众多,
and there they multiplied.
啊, 成为这个法老王的一个很大的一个负担,
and became a great burden to Pharaoh.
以致使到法老王压迫他们,
to the point that the Pharaoh was oppressing them.
然后因此神借着摩西把他们从埃及拯救出来,
and so God through Moses rescued them from Egypt.
然后进入这个迦南地,
and they entered the land of Canaan.
我们圣经也告诉我们, 从亚伯罗汉, 啊, 生了一位王叫大卫,
and the Bible also tells us that through Abraham he eventually had a descendant named David.
我们圣经也说, 啊, 大卫的子孙在伯利恒出生,
and the Bible also tells us that David will have a descendant who will be born in Bethlehem.
然后他在世 33年的时间,
he was here on earth for 33 years.
然后最后被钉死在十字架上,
eventually was crucified on the cross.
埋葬3天后从死里复活过来,
he was buried and three days later he rose again.
然后他升天到天父那里去,
he rose again and ascended to heaven.
那么根据圣经所说, 他将会再来审判这个世界,
and according to scripture, he will come and judge this world.
啊, 把这个天地废弃, 结束人类的历史,
and he will lay aside heaven and earth and end the history of this world.
啊, 带来这个新天新地,
and bring about new heaven and new earth.
所以这节经文说, 神造万物各按其时成为美好,
so this verse tells us that he has made everything appropriate in its time.
所以神掌控这个时间,
so God is in control of time.
所以神按照他的时间施行他的旨意,
so God accomplishes His will according to His time.
所以3章1节说, 凡事都有定时, 天下万物都有定时.
So in chapter 3 verse 1 it says there is an appointed time for everything, and there is a time for every event under heaven.
所以所罗门王讲这句话是有他的原因的,
so there's a reason why Solomon said these things.
原因就是因为神掌控这个时间,
because God is in control of time.
所以无论是过去或者现在所发生的事情, 不是偶然的,
so whether past or present, nothing happens by accident.
啊, 一切所发生的事情都在神的掌控之下,
everything happens is under His control.
啊, 因此我们必须要看过超过我们眼前 所看过看到的东西,
so we must see beyond what our physical eyes see.
如果要深一层的去寻求人生的真意,
if we're to search out the meaning of life in a deeper way,
那么除了往外看,
besides looking outside,
我们必须要往上看,
we must look upward.
什么是往上看呢?
What does it mean to look upwards?
所罗门王不只是看到日光之下所发生的事情,
Solomon did not only see the things that happened under the sun.
啊, 他往上看,
he looked upwards.
啊, 看到超过我们眼前所看到的东西,
he saw what we beyond what we can see.
啊, 以致他从一个没有神的人生观进入一个有神的人生观,
so he moved from an atheistic worldview into one with God.
所以在传道书第1章第3节所罗门王说,
so in Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 3 it says,
人一切的劳碌就是在日光之下的劳碌有什么益处呢?
What advantage does man have in all his work which he does under the sun?
回答这个问题有两点。
And there's two points in answering this.
第一，所罗门王这么说。
First, King Solomon says,
我知道世人莫强如终身喜乐行善，并且人人吃喝，在他一切劳碌中享福，这也是神的恩赐。
I know that there is nothing better for them than to rejoice and to do good in one's lifetime. Moreover, that every man who eats and drinks sees good in all his labor. It is a gift of God.
人的生命是神所赐的一个礼物。
Man's life is a gift from God.
所以当一个婴孩诞生下来的时候，
So after the birth of a baby,
他的生命是从神而来的。
His life's come from God.
那么他一生的生命，无论是吃喝、穿住、睡觉，都是神所赐的。
His whole life, whether it's eat, drink, sleep, it all comes from God.
所以在吃饭之前，我们向神感谢。
So, before we eat, we give thanks to God.
因为食物是从神而来的。
Because food comes from God.
如果我们明白生命是神所赐的。
If we understand that, life,It's a gift from God.
那么我们对生命将会有一个正确的态度。
Then we will have right attitude towards life.
无论是生活的平顺或者艰苦，
Whether things are going smoothly or difficult,
都能够感谢神。
We could give thanks to God.
因为知道凡事都有神的旨意在当中。
Because we know that everything there is God's will.
就如保罗在罗马书第八章二十八节所说。
Just as Paul says in Romans 8:28,
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose.
所以人一切的劳碌，就是在日光之下的劳碌，有什么益处呢？
So, what benefit is there for all the labors under the sun?
那回答这个问题第二点。
In order to answer this, the second point.
所罗门王在三章十一节这么说。
Solomon says in chapter 3 verse 11.
神造万物各按其时成为美好，又将永生安置在世人的心里。
He has made everything appropriate in its time. He has also set eternity in their hearts.
人跟动物不一样的。
Men are different from animals.
是人是按照神的形象所造的。
Man has been created in the image of God.
人是有灵、有魂、有这个身体。
Man have a soul, a spirit, and physical body.
但是动物只有魂跟身体。
But animals only have soul and body.
没有灵。
They do not have spirit.
因为动物没有灵。
Because animals do not have spirit.
因此他们没有能力敬拜神。
They have no ability to worship God.
只有人才有这个敬拜神的潜能。
Only man has the potential of worshiping God.
所以神把这个永恒安置在人的心中。
So God put eternity in man's heart.
那使到他能够与天相通。
So that he may communicate with heaven.
使人能够看穿这个肉眼所能够看到的世界。
So that man can see beyond the physical world.
达到神的面前。
And come before God.
神所在的地方是不受时间和空间的限制。
Where God is, it is not limited by time or space.
那么圣经里面提到三个天。
And the Bible speaks of three different heavens.
第一层是指地球的表面。到这个就是大气层的天。
So the first heaven is the, from earth to the atmosphere.
然后第二层呢是指这个大气层，然后到宇宙的外围这一层。
And the next one is the end of the atmosphere all the way to the end of the universe.
然后第三层是指这个宇宙之外的天。
And third heaven is that which is beyond.The universe.
也就是神所在的地方。
And where God is.
这个地方不受时间和空间的限制。
And this place is not limited by time or space.
是一个永恒的一个地方。
It is a place of eternity.
如果人没有这个永恒在他的心中。
If man does not have eternity in their heart,
那他的生命是虚空的。
Then their hearts are empty.
啊，就如所罗门王所说。
Just as King Solomon said.
虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
Vanity of vanities, says the preacher. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity.
而人一切的劳碌，就是在他日光之下的劳碌，有什么益处呢？
What advantage does man have in all his work, which is he does under the sun?
所以无论一个人多么的成功，
So it doesn't matter how successful an individual is.
拥有这么多的财富，
Whatever amount of wealth that he may possess,
仍然会感到虚空。
There is still a sense of emptiness.
除非他经历到这位永恒的神。
Unless he experienced the eternal God.
我曾经有一个非常富有的人。
One time there was a very wealthy individual.
然后他得了癌症。
He had cancer.
然后医生告诉他 他只有一个月的时间。
And the doctor told him he only had 1 month to live.
所以他就招了他的律师来为他做这个遗赠。
So he brought in his lawyer to make his will.
然后这样这位将要离开世界很富有的一个富翁。
And this wealthy man who's about to leave the world.
他有一个四岁的小女孩。
He had a 4-year-old daughter.
这个小女孩不明白什么是死亡。
And this daughter did not understand death.
她的妈妈就告诉她说。
And her mother told her.
爸爸不久就要离开这个世界了。
Your father will leave this world soon.
小女孩就到她爸爸的身边。
And this little girl went to her father's side.
然后看着他爸爸的眼睛说,
and looked in his eyes and said,
你去那个地方是否有一个家?
Where you're going, is there a home?
这个小女孩所问的问题,
and the question asked by this little girl,
然后深深地打入这个爸爸的心中,
and it hit the heart of the father.
这位爸爸用了一生的劳碌来赚取他所拥有的财富。
And his father used his whole life to earn this wealth.
他有一间很大的洋房。
He has a large house.
他有很多很多的财产。
He has much wealth.
但是他必须要离开这个短暂的世界到一个永恒的地方。
Yeah, he needs to leave this temporary place to go to an eternal place.
这个永恒的地方不是地狱就是天堂。
And this eternal place is either heaven or hell.
所以我们必须要往上看。
So we must look up.
不只是要看到这个短暂的世界。
Not only to look at that this world is temporary.
而在这个短暂的世界里面拼命的劳碌。
And that we labor in this temporary world.
我们要看穿我们肉眼所能够看到的。
We must see beyond what our physical eyes sees.
看到那位永恒的神。
To see the eternal God.
那如果要深一层去思考人生的真意。
If we're to examine the meaning of life in a deeper way.
然后除了要往外看往上看。
Besides looking beyond us and looking up.
那第三点我们必须要往前看。
And thirdly, we must look forward.
有没有听到中国现在很多人往前看。
In China, many people are talking about looking forward.
但是不是这个钱。
It's not the forward, it's money.
所以所罗门王在传道书第三章第十九节21节说
And Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 19 to 21 it says,
因为世人遭遇的兽也遭遇所遭遇的都是一样。
For the fate of the sons of men and the fate of beasts is the same.
这个怎样死那个怎样死气息都是一样。
As one dies, so dies the other. Indeed, they all have the same breath.
人不能强于兽，都是虚空。
And there's no advantage for man over beasts, for all is vanity.
都归一处，都是出于尘土，也是归于尘土。
All go to the same place, all came from the dust, and all return to the dust.
那谁知道人的灵是往上升，兽的魂是下入地呢？
Who knows that the breath of man ascends upward and the breath of the beast descends downward to the earth?
然后这段经文谈到兽跟人最终的归属。
And here it talks about the ultimate end of man and beast.
人跟兽是圣经说是从尘土而来的。
And the Bible tells us that men and beasts all come from the dust.
因为神以这个尘土创造他们。
Because God used dust to create them.
所以当离开世界的时候，无论是人或者兽，都被归于尘土。
So whether beast or man, when they leave this world, they return to dust.
所罗门王在传道书第二章谈到死亡的问题。
And King Solomon talks about the problem of death in Ecclesiastes chapter 2.
那死亡这个问题在传道书里面出现了不少次。
And the problem of death, it come up in various places in Ecclesiastes.
啊，除了第二章，还有第四章。
And besides chapter 2, there's chapter 4.
啊，第五章，第六章。
Chapter 5, chapter 6.
第八章，第九章。
Chapter 8, chapter 9.
还有第十二章，所罗门王都谈到这个死亡的问题。
And chapter 12, Solomon speaks of death.
啊，生老病死是每一个人必须要面对的问题。
Aging and death is something that everybody faces.
没有一个人是长生不老的。
No one will live forever.
死亡是人不可以避免的。
Death is something that man cannot avoid.
啊，很多人很想活到长命。
And many people want to live a long life.
啊，但是无论多长命，有一天必须要离开这个世界。
But no matter how long, eventually you will leave this world.
我小时候住在这个乡村的时候。
When I was living in a village,
然后经常看到有人去世。
I often saw people pass away.
然后这些离开世界的人大部分都是年老的人。
And usually these people who pass away are older.
也有一些年轻人。
But there were also some young people.
那么除了看到人去世。
And besides seeing people pass away.
也经历到我一直很疼爱的一只小狗。死了。
And I had a little dog who passed away.
那么一次我的哥哥从外地工作回来。
And one time my brother came from other place after working.
啊，他带了一只很可爱的一个小狗回家。
He brought a very cute dog home.
啊，家里的人都很喜欢这个小狗。
Everybody at home liked this dog.
啊，但是有一天这个小狗突然间吐血。
But one day, suddenly this dog began to vomit blood.
那隔天就离开世界了。
And it died the next day.
我在大学念书的时候。
When I was studying in college.
那么有一个主日，我跟我的室友一同去教会。
And one day I went to church with my roommate.
啊，到了教会，我们把这个桌子摆好。
We went to church, we set up the chairs.
Set up the tables. 然后把这个名卡放在这个桌子上。
And we put the name tags on the tables.
然后准备好欢迎到主日学来的人。
And we're getting ready to welcome those who were coming to Sunday school.
啊，突然间这位朋友倒在地上。
Suddenly this friend fell over.
啊，脸色很难看。
Looked really pale in the face.
然后救护车来到把他送去医院。
The ambulance came and brought him to the hospital.
那不久得来的消息说
，But soon we received the news.
他离开世界了。
That he had passed away.
那时他才18岁。
He was only 18 at the time.
所以去年我回马来西亚的时候
，So last year when I went back to Malaysia,
然后有机会见到我初中的一位老师
，I saw a teacher of mine from middle school.
那他告诉我，初中有三位老师因为得了癌症。离开了世界。
And he told me that there were three other middle school teachers passed away from cancer.
所以我听了心里面有点伤感。
And I was very saddened by the news.
然后曾经在初中里面教过我的老师。
And of those who had taught me in middle school.
啊，这么早就离开了。
They left the world so early.
啊，这里有一个真实的故事。
And here's a true story.
Sarah Winchester 的丈夫在经营制造这个销售这个来福枪的生意。
And Sarah Winchester's husband was a manufacturer of rifles.
啊，他赚了很多钱。
He earned a lot of money.
啊，在1918年的时候，他得了这个流行感冒去世了。
And in 1918, he died of influenza.
所以他就搬到加州的 San Jose.
So she moved to San Jose.
因为失去了丈夫所带来的忧伤。
But because she lost her husband and the sorrow that it brought.
和对这个巫术的兴趣。
And she was also interested in spiritism.
那么塞拉就去找一位巫术师来与她的丈夫接触。
So she found a medium to communicate with her husband.
那位巫术师告诉她说。
And the medium told her.
只要你一直去建造你的房子。
As long as you continue to build your house,
你就不会面对这个死亡。
You will not face death.
Sarah 相信这位巫术师。
And Sarah believed this medium.
她就去买了一座有17间房间的这个洋房。
She bought a house that has 17 rooms.
然后就开始扩建这个洋房。
And she began to expand this house.
那么扩建的工程开始之后，
And after the beginning of the work,
一直在进行，一直到她85岁。
She continued to expand the house until she was 85 years old.
那个时候她就离开世界。
At that point, she left the world.
整个工程花费了$5,000,000。
And the whole work cost $5,000,000.
500,000美元当时是很多的钱。
But $5,000,000 was a lot of money at that time.
因为当时一天的工资只是5毛钱。
Because at that time, the daily wage was 50 cents.
所以这被建造的洋房一共有150间的房间。
And so this house has 150 rooms.
13个浴室。
13 bathrooms.
2000个门。
2000 doors.
47个火炉。
47 fireplaces.
还有10000个窗口。
And 10,000 windows.
Mrs. Winchester 还留下足够的材料和钱继续的扩建这个洋房。
Mrs. Winchester left enough money to continue to build this house.
可以持续80多年。
And it would have continued for another 80 years.
今天这个洋房在加州是一个旅游胜地。
And today this spot has become a tourist location in California.
所以 Sarah Winchester 以为这个巫术师所说的是对的。
Sarah Winchester thought that what the medium told her was right.
但她仍然要面对这个死亡，离开这个世界。
Yet she had to face death and leave this world.
就如传道书第三章第20节所说。
Just what Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 20 says.
都归一处，都是出于尘土，也都归于尘土。
All go to the same place, all came from dust, and all return to the dust.
每一个人有一天必须要面对死亡。
So every man at one day will face death.
死亡是每一个人要面对的，不能够逃离的一个现实。
Death is an inescapable reality.
所以所罗门王在三章19节这么说。
So Solomon says in chapter 3 verse 19.
因为世人遭遇的，兽也遭遇，所遭遇的都是一样，这个怎样死，那个怎样死，气息都是一样。
For the fate of the son of man and the fate of beast is the same. As one dies, so dies the other. Indeed, they all have the same breath.
因此所罗门王说，我们必须要往前看。
Therefore, Solomon tells us we must look forward.
看到自己有一天将要离开这个世界。
And see that one day we will leave this world.
到一个永恒的地方去。
To an eternal place.
那么在你的生活里面，你是否只是看到这个短暂的世界？
In your life, do you only see this temporary world?
而为这个今生的生命来拼命的劳碌。
And you continue to work for this current life.
如果是的话，
if that's the case,
你必会面对好像所罗门王所说的，
you will face what Solomon says.
虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
Vanity of vanities, says the preacher, vanity of vanities, all is vanity.
人一切的劳碌就是在他日光之下的劳碌，有什么益处呢？
What advantage does man have in all his work which he does under the sun?
如果要找到人生真正的意义，
If you want to find the true meaning of life,
你必须要看到超过你眼前所能够看到的。
You must be able to see beyond what you can see.
你必须要往外看。
You must look outside.
你必须要往上看。
You must look upward.
然后你必须要往前看。
And you must look forward.
让我们用一点时间来思想今天的信息。
Let's spend a little time to meditate on today's message. In your life, are you only focusing on this temporary life?
而且只是看到你眼前所看到的东西。
And you only see what your physical eye sees.
因此你拼命地在这个世上劳碌。
Therefore, you labor under the sun.
为这个短暂的世界来劳碌。
And labor for the sake of the temporary world.
如果你是的话，
If it is true,
你将会发觉到头来这些东西都是虚空的。
When you come to the end, you will realize all this is vanity.
因为一个没有神的生命是虚空的。
Because a life without God is empty.
亲爱的父神，求你帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, please help us.
求你帮助我们看穿这个短暂的世界。
Help us to see past this temporary world.
看到在外面，在天上有一个永恒的世界。
To see that outside of us and in heaven there's an eternal home.
并且有一位永恒的神在掌管。
And there's an eternal God who is in control of all things.
求主你打开我们的眼睛，
Please open up our eyes，
让我们看到，
So that we may see
这位永恒的神，
This eternal God，
以致把我们的生命交托给他，
And commit our lives to him，
让他来掌管，
That he will rule over all things。
天父，求你帮助我们，
Please help us。
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求，
We pray this in Jesus' name。
Amen。